Spiders can have arachnophobia. Listen to a radio interview with an expert on spider behavior. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 8 with the sentence endings A to K. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers. Good morning. You're listening to In Our Nature on NPR. The sight of spiders makes a lot of people jump. But my guest today, Dr. Daniela Jay, loves spiders.
Spiders are fascinating for scientists, and there's really no reason to be afraid of them. But jumping spiders are particularly amazing because they have incredible eyesight and they're really great at hunting. They basically hunt like cats.
She says they love to hunt mosquitoes, which is one thing I like about them.
Generally, spiders in every ecosystem are the top predators in their tiny world. They eat other spiders and insects.
In 2020, Daniela was a researcher at Harvard University when she decided to look at what happened when these jumping spiders meet a possible predator. Today on the show, we will be talking to Daniela about what scares spiders. It turns out arachnids can have arachnophobia. Daniela, why are jumping spiders such a good animal to study, especially for this experiment?
Well, first of all, they're easy to catch. They're also great for behavioral experiments because you can really see what they're doing. And you almost feel like you can see them thinking and making decisions. They're very intelligent.
Okay. And what was the purpose of this experiment?
When I was at Harvard, someone made some beautiful, detailed 3D prints of spiders. So I made a model of the jumping spider to use in these experiments. And I put it in front of a spider for curiosity, to see what would happen. We observed that when they saw it, they would back off and run away. It was fascinating. And we wanted to find out more.
How did the experiment work?
The spider was put on a little platform next to another platform where we placed different objects. When they see those objects, they have to make a decision. Do I jump? Do I pass the object?
What other objects did you use?
We had a little black ball and some dead predator spiders. We wanted to know if this way of running away backwards was something that they only do for our model spider, or whether they would do it for other objects. We made models of predator spiders that live in the same places as the spiders we tested. And we also tested a large predator spider from a different country to find out whether they only recognize spiders they have experienced before or not.
What happened?
Amazingly, when they saw the unfamiliar jumping spider, they showed the exact same behavior. They saw it and immediately stopped walking. They see it, they freeze for a second or two, then they run away. They didn't do that for the little ball, so they were not afraid of similar-sized objects. It was something about the spideriness that frightened them. And they were much more afraid of the 3D models with eyes. Their reaction was much stronger in some cases than others. Sometimes the spiders back away slowly. Other times they move super quickly.
Why is that?
I think they are assessing the risk in that moment. How big is that thing? How quickly could it get to me? And motion is really visible to spiders. So moving away slowly may also be a strategy to avoid getting the attention of the predator, to improve their chances of survival. It seems it's really the eyes that are scary. Predators usually have forward-facing eyes, like these predator spiders.
Huh.
It's something we see repeatedly in nature, and even some non-predators exploit that. For example, butterflies that have these eye spots. Eyes are scary. Being looked at is scary.
Daniela, don't look at me. But seriously, thank you so much for your time. This has been truly fascinating and a lot of fun.
You're welcome.
You will now hear the recording for the second time. Good morning. You're listening to In Our Nature on NPR. The sight of spiders makes a lot of people jump. But my guest today, Dr. Daniela J., loves spiders.
Spiders are fascinating for scientists, and there's really no reason to be afraid of them. But jumping spiders are particularly amazing because they have incredible eyesight and they're really great at hunting. They basically hunt like cats.
She says they love to hunt mosquitoes, which is one thing I like about them.
Generally, spiders in every ecosystem are the top predators in their tiny world. They eat other spiders and insects.
In 2020, Daniela was a researcher at Harvard University when she decided to look at what happened when these jumping spiders meet a possible predator. Today on the show, we will be talking to Daniela about what scares spiders. It turns out arachnids can have arachnophobia. Daniela, why are jumping spiders such a good animal to study, especially for this experiment?
Well, first of all, they're easy to catch. They're also great for behavioral experiments because you can really see what they're doing. And you almost feel like you can see them thinking and making decisions. They're very intelligent.
Okay. And what was the purpose of this experiment?
When I was at Harvard, someone made some beautiful, detailed 3D prints of spiders. So I made a model of the jumping spider to use in these experiments. And I put it in front of a spider for curiosity, to see what would happen. We observed, that when they saw it, they would back off and run away. It was fascinating, and we wanted to find out more.
How did the experiment work?
The spider was put on a little platform next to another platform where we placed different objects. When they see those objects, they have to make a decision. Do I jump? Do I pass the object?
What other objects did you use?
We had a little black ball and some dead predator spiders. We wanted to know if this way of running away backwards was something that they only do for our model spider, or whether they would do it for other objects. We made models of predator spiders that live in the same places as the spiders we tested. And we also tested a large predator spider from a different country to find out whether they only recognize spiders they have experienced before or not.
What happened?
Amazingly, when they saw the unfamiliar jumping spider, they showed the exact same behavior. They saw it and immediately stopped walking. They see it, they freeze for a second or two, then they run away. They didn't do that for the little ball, so they were not afraid of similar-sized objects. It was something about the spideriness that frightened them. And they were much more afraid of the 3D models with eyes. Their reaction was much stronger in some cases than others. Sometimes the spiders back away slowly. Other times they move super quickly.
Why is that?
I think they are assessing the risk in that moment. How big is that thing? How quickly could it get to me? And motion is really visible to spiders. So moving away slowly may also be a strategy to avoid getting the attention of the predator, to improve their chances of survival. It seems it's really the eyes that are scary. Predators usually have forward-facing eyes, like these predator spiders.
Huh.
It's something we see repeatedly in nature, and even some non-predators exploit that. For example, butterflies that have these eye spots. Eyes are scary. Being looked at is scary.
Daniela, don't look at me. But seriously, thank you so much for your time. This has been truly fascinating and a lot of fun.
You're welcome.